Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
By the way, Rondale Moore, speaking of quarterback movement here, traded straight up for Desmond Ridder. We very rarely see a player for player swap, but Atlanta and Arizona make this deal. Desmond Ridder goes to Arizona. Rondale Moore goes to Atlanta. I don't really care that much about Rondale Moore. But I do think that it's interesting what Atlanta is doing now with their wide receivers, whereas last year they had Drake London and nobody. And maybe you could still make a snarky joke about that, but they go sign Darnell Mooney, and then they trade for Rondale Moore. It's a much more professional-looking wide receiver room here with Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and Rondale Moore.
Yeah, it still feels like they need one more guy, right?
They do. They do.
If they took, a Roma Dunze, I mean, I'm just going to keep saying, like, all these good teams should take Roma Dunze because that guy's such a good player. Please, God, if you're listening, don't let Roma Dunze end up being Daniel Jones's wide receiver one in New York.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Huh?
Please.
Well, we'll see.
Anyway, we'll see.
Okay. We'll see. Might be there.
But with the Falcons specifically, they definitely need another, like, outside receiver, in my opinion, because one thing I thought, going away from Drake London's charting profile, I'm going to do a whole YouTube video on this, so we don't need to break this down on the show. Just definitely look forward to that, or go read the damn profile. But I'll have some visuals to show this. His route tree last year was a little less middle of the field oriented than it should have been. Especially in an Arthur Smith offense, like his curl route rate jumped really high from year one to year two because he's been almost exclusively an X receiver. And Drake London can play X receiver, and he's one of the best young up and coming X receivers in the game right now. He might be my top pick if I'm talking about pure big body X's, but he's also a guy that I think can move around slot flanker type stuff and get used on some of those, kind of like in a Michael Pittman type of way as an off-ball receiver. I think there's some overlap there, but if you do that right now with the Falcons depth chart, it's you're not throwing Darnell Mooney at X receiver. You're probably closer to playing Rondale Moore at running back than X receiver.
Right.
So they could use one more guy there to allow them some flexibility with these players. Cause I think Mooney is is a three. And I think Rondale Moore is a pure gadget player. If you could talk me into what's interesting about these two guys, which one of them are going to be used on those pre-snap motion plays, the full speed motion plays? Cause you would think, I thought it was going to be Darnell Mooney, and he has the speed to do that, be kind of a, get excited by this sentence, but be a souped up Tutu Atwell for what the Rams had last year. But, wow. I mean, is Rondale Moore going to be that pre-snap motion guy? Because that excites me a little bit less, but it would fit into kind of the gadgety type of receiver role that I think he fits in.
It certainly feels like Darnell Mooney. First of all, Chicago played Mooney in the slot a lot last year, which I thought didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Played about 60% of his snaps out of the slot in 2023. You know, played about 50% there in 2022. And then I think it was his breakout season in 2021. Again, this was his second year in the league. In 2021, he had 1,000 yards, you know, 1055 through the air. Now, he did garner 140 targets on a Chicago team that was obviously pretty bad. But that was a year, that was a year where he played about 55% of his snaps out wide, right? So again, was more of an outside player than an inside player. I don't know. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but when I look at Mooney, I see a, again, because of the speed and all those things, I see a guy that's, you know, should be playing flanker in the NFL. I definitely don't see him as like a slot guy that's going to, you know, win on these, you know, slant routes or whatever it might be. That, to me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So maybe they're thinking Drake London at the X, Mooney, you know, outside of flanker. And then again, Rondale Moore is kind of this everywhere guy, gadget dude.
I think so, which again, just seems to me like you could even use it. Like, that's what's nice is you could get a slot, you could get a flanker. And I think I do like Mooney as a vertical slot option. You know, not a full-time slot player, but yeah, sort of that 60-40 split makes sense to me. So that would kind of be where I'm thinking with him. So you get a guy that could play outside. He could be a speed-based Z or slot. And, you know, they gave him a lot of money, but I think that's fine. You know, this is they needed bodies at wide receiver. I mean, that receiver depth chart beyond Drake London was completely barren, and they didn't really have a lot of players that flashed for them at any point the last few years. So I understand, like, and hey, Desmond Ridder, you got to get him out of the building. Like, you just you can't have Desmond Ridder in the building after you get Kirk Cousins. Not too dissimilar to what I thought about with Justin Fields in our previous episode, where you just can't have that guy around to a lesser degree, because I think, you know, Desmond Ridder's not even as good as Justin Fields, obviously, but everybody would tell, everybody really likes Desmond Ridder. They really value like his leadership and all that type of stuff. Every Falcons player I've talked to has said that, you know, to a man. You just can't have that guy around. You give him a fresh start and you just get a receiver body in there in Rondale Moore. Now, I don't think he's a real receiver. I think he's a gadget player, but at least interesting on some of those pre-snap motion plays.
I tell you this, at least Atlanta's going out there and trying to add some speeds, add some explosion, explosiveness to their offense too. And again, I'm with you. I'm not saying that they're done at wide receiver. I'm just saying that they've added some pieces that, you know, are a little bit more explosive. We talk about the speed. Darnell Mooney ran a 4.38. Rondale Moore ran a sub 4.3. I think he ran a 4.28, something crazy fast.
He's like 5'7", 160 pounds. He better.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
right.
Exaggerating, but still.
No, I don't think you're that far off. By the way, I think he also had like a 41-inch vertical, so the dude can jump out the freaking building. Anyways, a fantastic athlete is Rondale Moore. There's no question. And Mooney has flashed a lot of speed, not just at the combine, but in his professional career as well. So they've certainly added explosiveness to the offense. We'll see if any of that, you know, I guess kind of sort of pans out. They need to add another receiver. I'm not saying they don't, but it is good, I think, anyways, that Atlanta has certainly added depth and much, much needed depth to the wide receiver room. So for that, at least I applaud their efforts there. You know what I mean?
For sure. And obviously we're never charting tight ends at reception. I'm never charting tight ends at reception. Perception, I should say.
Okay. Yeah.
Your favorite tight end charting expert, get him on the phone. Have him
hit us up.
Hit us up. Come work with us.
All right. Make it happen.
But you know, Kyle Pitts definitely a guy that can move around the formation too.
Right.
So
yeah.
Like, we have to account for that when we're talking about Falcons pass catchers. You know, beyond sort of the obvious, they also added Ray McCloud, who's like another kind of gadgety, smally, speedy type of guy too.
Right.
They've definitely cornered the market on like speed, type small receivers beyond one of the biggest wideouts in the league in Drake London. So
yeah,
it feels like another receiver move is coming. Maybe another tight end move is coming. So then Kyle Pitts can just be more of like full-time pass catcher type. But yeah, I mean, the Falcons definitely have made some receiver moves that were absolutely needed after what their depth chart looked like at the end of the season.
It was so bad. It was so bad last year. By the way, we didn't even mention Bijan Robinson, special player out of the backfield, too. True. He's going to garner a lot of targets as well.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.